News Talk 100.1 WRHI Rock Hill. W261CY Rock Hill, the voice of York County.
An OTS media station.
The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench every Saturday from 8:30 to 9 on WRHI
FM
1340.
FM 100.1 and
I think I beat
worldwide. You said it so many times.
Worldwide on WRHI.com.
I can say it every now and then.
But I think I might have messed up. Said.
Wait, it's just, it's kind of like written all over the wall. It's kind of hard, but I always concentrate on that when I'm
and
doing
live
it.
Live on Facebook.
Yeah. And live on Facebook. Most of the time.
Yeah.
And then.
Are we up to the Gardener's Bench page
and the RHI page?
I don't know. I usually go to the Gardener's Bench page.
Okay. Yeah. We got two pages.
Oh.
We're privileged. Yeah.
Very popular. Well, I've had more people this week tell me they heard the show. One guy found out about it in the spring, and he's been scrolling through the shows. So I told him he needed to hear last week. That was a funny one.
I had several ask me why we
why are you doing this? I've had several people asking why are you doing this every Saturday morning? Because it's fun.
I enjoy it,
and we actually do talk about gardening. So there.
Well. One of the owners is the one that says we don't talk about gardening.
Well, I saw both the owners the other night, and they're pretty happy with our show, so it's good. They gave us thumbs up.
Well, they like the listenership.
Yeah. They actually told me, said this was actually better than dead air.
That's a win.
I felt like that was a really, really good compliment.
That's a win.
I don't think dead air would be that good.
Well, it's a gorgeous day here in Rock Hill. The sky is very blue.
It's a little chilly. A little nippy this morning.
We don't say frost on the pumpkin because it's no frost yet, but the last couple mornings been 49. Today was 52, I think. But
one day this week, they will call it bored up in the mountains.
Oh, maybe in the mountains, probably so, yeah.
And it is early up there.
That is a little early before Halloween. It's supposed to be up in the low 80s today, so that's good. Time to get some yard work done, and if you hadn't done your aeration and seeding and fertilizing.
I don't do any of that stuff anymore.
You have Zoysia. You don't have to do that.
So. That might be a hindrance since the Gamecocks come on early today.
Oh, do they? They play early.
I think it's 12:45.
Yeah, I did see that. Like Clemson early today, too?
I don't know. Let me see.
They play?
They do. They play SMU, but...
That's right.
At 3:30.
3:30.
Yep.
Matt's like, who cares about that?
No. My whole crowd, they're going down there.
Are they? Oh, okay. Matt's home alone.
No, we got a big deal going on out at Miracle Park today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's the Adult Competitive League.
What?
And Charlotte's coming down to try to take on Rock Hill.
And what sports?
Baseball.
Baseball?
Baseball. And we're I'm doing the PA out there with the guys.
Wow.
Wow.
Guys and girls.
Nice.
And Charlotte's never beaten Rock Hill.
Mm.
It's the first time for everything.
No, we don't want
Charlotte to win.
I'm just playing.
Charlotte can come get some tonight.
Get some, yeah. Charlotte.
Yeah.
We got your number.
They thought it was just Football City, USA. Right. They didn't know. We had baseball,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Miracle League. We're going to take it
you
to
them. Keep on here, pull the plug on your
ear. Talk trash.
Pull the plug on my mic.
Well, that's great, man.
If she keeps on, just cut off her mic.
Yeah, there's they started on the expansion there, the other two sections of the park, so it's going to be nice when they get all that done.
Oh, definitely.
You have to ride Steve over there and show him that thing.
I ain't seen it since I saw it being built. Yeah.
That whole area is going to be used now. So that whole little area that sat there forever that Winthrop-owned and the city, I think they combined or something.
It's really nice.
Yeah, it's a good place
tour
for
the place while it's being built, but I've seen it finished.
Yeah, well, I take my granddaughters over there, and they like playing on that park. There's a little swings and all kind of spinning things and seesaws and...
Tommy's granddaughter, she's got two now, but the first one, she got up at a church and an Easter egg hunt, and the eggs laying out where you pick them up.
Yeah.
She went outside and picked up two and saw the slide, and that was the end of the eggs.
That's she didn't look at the slide.
She was straight for the slide.
I like the slide. A good
one.
We go up to West Jefferson, and they have a little park in downtown up there, and they have a slide that's kind of into the earth, kind of. That's a pretty long one, boy. I did it with my granddaughters. I was moving pretty good by the time we got to the bottom of that thing.
Like for adults.
Well, it's the kids' part, but you know me.
He's still a kid at heart.
I'll get on in a minute.
I'm not much of an adult.
He's still a kid at heart.
I say the landing was kind of hard. Luckily, they had some nice mulch down there.
You still got to have fun, and I'm a kid at heart, too. You know that.
Just have to be careful doing things like that.
Yeah.
Hurts in the morning.
Yeah, and don't push any kids out of the way.
Yeah, wait your turn.
Wait your turn, David.
Yeah, mama's yelling at you to do that.
My granddaughter just set me straight if I did that. It's good. So,
one of them go pro here today.
Well, since you brought that up, the Lady Trojans came in second in the region Tuesday. So we're headed for Upper State, which is Monday at Chester. So, looks pretty good for us to go to state. Well, Catawba Ridge played really good and they got us. So, second place is pretty good.
Better than you've been doing.
Like my buddy Jay says, that's first loser. But in golf, there's something to that. So everybody can't win in golf. There's only a few winners. So. All right, looks like we're here. Our first break coming up, and we'll be right back with more of the Gardener's Kit. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, carolinafreshfarms.com.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Have you noticed an unusually quiet backyard recently? Less singing and chirping coming from nearby trees? This doesn't mean your feathered friends have already migrated. Actually, most are undergoing their annual molt, which is the changing of feathers, and birds desire extra rest and solitude during this time. So make sure you continue to offer a source of healthy food with stocked bird feeders nearby. Get your seed at Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
I'm Benny Etter. There's never been a better time to keep the air clean in your home and business.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
And with the cold weather ahead, there's never been a better time to start saving money by replacing your old heating system with a new modern high-efficiency unit. Call us and keep your family warm and healthy this winter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call AirTech at 327-7100.
A garden party to reminisce with my old friends, a chance to share old memories and play our songs again. When I got to the garden party,
we did that. We get a garden party every
Sing
day.
It, old man.
Hey.
Every Saturday.
Every Saturday, 8:30 to 9 on WRHI.
I used to get Rhonda's song every Saturday. I haven't done that in a while.
Well, it might be on tap. It might be on tap.
You've been behaving, so she hadn't had to play that song.
Yeah, that was your boat. Walked in and played that day, and then he quit.
It might be on tap.
Rhonda's looking good over there. She did her hair and everything.
Yeah, she got her fall earrings on.
She's got a gardener's bench shirt.
I'm gonna tell Teresa what you're saying.
I compliment women. Teresa would say the same thing.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Ain't like Teresa's listening.
She don't listen.
She's trying to call me last week, and she says, "Where are you? Why aren't you responding?" I'm like, "I was on the radio." She goes, "I thought it was 8 to 8:30." She missed it. Well, if you blink your eyes,
she looked at her watch wrong.
It's the fastest gardening show in South Carolina. So if you blink your eyes, you know it's gone. So
yeah,
but my parents are listening though.
I know your dad told me this.
Yeah, he will. We need to have him on here one day.
He told me that I talked too much this time.
Oh, he did, yeah. He rectified that. The
first time he did.
Sat here 1 week, prove a point, and quiet the whole week. So I had some good conversations this week about shade and grass. And what I know about this subject is they don't go together.
That's not a good conversation. Yeah,
somebody was wanting to buy 3 bags of Shady Supreme Sea, which I'd love to sold them, but when they told me the situation, it's really just, it's under these big oak trees, big round. The bigger the trunk is, the further you need to come away from the tree to get the grass. So same thing with the warm season. Most grasses need at least 4 hours of sun. And
I don't know why people plant grass under.
They wanted to want to have something under there, and I'm not a proponent of cutting trees down. Just you can plant the shady seed now, and it would actually come up and live through the winter and going on into the spring, and probably about end of May, June, you'll see it just start kind of fading away, and it just
Be happy with that.
You got to consider the leaves are starting to fall now, so you actually get more sun in the winter, and once the leaves flush out, then it's nighttime under there, really. So
there's a lot of leaves turning now.
Yeah,
and too many falling.
Yeah, I haven't been too many fall. I've got a red maple in my front yard. It's some are starting to fall, but
our dogwoods are getting a little bare.
Yeah,
our maple hadn't started turning.
No. Should be there right now, man.
Very few things that I have.
It's the middle of October. It should be prime. I guess in the mountains, it should be prime time for leaves.
Apparently prime time in the mountains 2 weeks ago.
Was it 2 weeks ago? And as dry as it was, they had more rain than we did, but dry as it is here, you think they would be turning a little quicker. But one of the major contributors in leaves turning, do you know what that is?
Rain.
Other than dryness and all that. Not really.
Chlorophyll.
It's the lack of sunshine. When the time starts changing, getting darker, there's not enough light in the day. So that was a huge contributor.
I thought the rain would make them brilliant. I hadn't heard that.
Yeah, that's why they're running through the seasons, what it's doing.
So, I can just see it doing it.
But the season has a lot to do with the sunlight. And I can tell already I'm getting tired. I go home and... Man, about 7, gets dark now just before 7:30, and I could feel my body like starting to shut down. We're going to figure something out when this time changes. I can't go home and go sit on the couch and eat, and then next thing you know, it's 7 o'clock and I'm dozing off. We have to get up and walk around or something.
It gets worse.
Yeah, man.
I don't like this time change. I like to have a little more. A few more hours in the afternoon when I get home.
Yeah, it's a farmer's landscaper, I guess, situation. But my wife loves the time change because I go home at 5 o'clock. So she's like, I get to see him more in the winter. So
You've been married how long?
I come home and the street lights come on.
And she's
been doing it for a long time.
I don't have those out my neighborhood.
You grew up on Rockdale and had to be home by when the street lights came on.
And she's immediately tired of it December 1st.
Exactly. She's like, I'll be like, just like all those other men that retire and then they sit around and their wife is like,
do you not have anything to do?
You got something to do? Hey, I'll find something to do.
We'll be right back to the garden bitch.
With Wild Birds Unlimited. Have you noticed an unusually quiet backyard recently? Less singing and chirping coming from nearby trees? This doesn't mean your feathered friends have already migrated. Actually, most are undergoing their annual molt, which is the changing of feathers, and birds desire extra rest and solitude during this time. So make sure you continue to offer a source of healthy food with stocked bird feeders nearby. Get your seed at Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
The weatherman's predicting a tough winter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
Make sure you're ready for Old Man Winter. Call me, Benny Etter, and we'll keep you warm all winter long. Call 803-327-7100.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
In the morning, I just play in bed. Ronnie, you look so fine.
Look so
and
fine.
And I wouldn't take much time for you to help me, Rhonda. Help me get her out of my heart. Help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda.
Okay, we're back to the garbage bench.
What a good song. What year was that, Matt? You know the year?
It would be the 70s. 60s?
I think it's 60s.
I think it is 60s. Let's see.
Yeah. I hear Stephen Stone yelling.
What did he say, 64?
64.
Yeah. All right.
We heard this man yell through the studio.
Thank you.
Oh, one side of
just
the
tap
other.
On the wall. How many times?
Yeah. I was 8 years old.
There you go.
Let's just say, popular in the South in the early 70s.
That's good music, man.
I rode from Cully to Myrtle Beach, took 7.5 hours in a Volkswagen playing that song.
Over and over. And then later married Rhonda.
In an 8-track.
Eight track. I mean, how many eight tracks did you have driving to the beach? Did you have about 10 of them or something in the car?
Yeah,
probably thrown in the floor.
Yeah.
But we
slide around everywhere.
Wasn't no carry case back then.
We only played one. And he had about 10 or 12 solves on it.
That had to be an interesting trip. Yeah,
we had a few. We had like a Freddie Fender one and Conway Twitty and Jerry. Mm. We had a Jerry Clower 8-track.
Oh, okay.
That was one of my favorites.
I've had some. I never had the ability to play them. My parents may have had it in their car. I remember cassettes, but I don't remember them having an 8-track. Huh? What's that? Oh, yeah. Help me run to 64.
So Stone Man was right.
Yep.
Yeah, he's always right about that stuff, man.
He ain't wrong about
music. Did you ever doubt Stone Man?
No, I wouldn't.
Of course, I always check up on him.
That's pretty funny. Well, good song, anyway. So,
anyway, we talked about shade.
Shade, yeah. I guess that works the same for plants. You know, this lady that we're talking about her stuff, she told me, I don't know plants like you. Obviously, I know some, but she was naming these plants, and I was thinking, well, if they're not for shade, that's really not good either. So, some plants are for shade, some aren't. What's one of the best shade plants beside a hosta? Because I know that's shady because I got it in front of the house.
Hosta's probably the best.
It'll
take all kinds of shade. There are others that are specifically for shade.
Some perennials.
Hydrangeas do good in shade.
Yeah.
Or mine do.
Some. That's good.
Some types do.
Yeah.
Well, they call them big leaf hydrangeas do better. Mm-hmm. The newer stuff is more sun tolerant. And
most things do better with a mix.
Right out there in the front yard where it's going to get plenty of sun.
Well, you can tell.
I didn't plant anything. Well,
you can tell a plant.
Your brother did.
You can touch it up with him then.
You can tell a plant needs sun. If you look at it, it'll start reaching, moving the whole plant.
I've
got a palm tree in my backyard, and it is trees beside it, and it curves up. You know, toward the sun. The broccoli and stuff I plant in my garden now is you can just right headed toward the sun. You know,
really?
you have more shade than I thought about.
Yeah. But that's kind of interesting how that. I've seen it at other people's properties too. So
I don't know what time it's in. He planted broccoli. I got collards.
Yeah, I got collards, broccoli.
I have a ton of beets. You eat beets, but probably.
No, I don't eat beets, but I planted
They're
some
good
carrots.
For you.
Carrots coming
heart.
Up.
He didn't do carrots. He planted four rows of beets, and then the sales he got had five plants.
Yeah.
Four or five plants of the sales. So he went and divided all them out.
Yeah.
The name is of a.
So whatever, if I plant something I don't like, that's when it does so good.
You shouldn't be planting stuff you
don't
like. I
got collards. The collards are doing good. Teresa likes them, and my parents like them, but I love them.
I just can't get them fixed.
Yeah. So it's a.
They're not in my
it's
top
a situation.
Five
it's a situation for cooking.
Yeah.
I like them, but
they're not in my top five.
Just put some bacon in there with them and stuff.
You do.
I think you put bacon with anything and make it better.
You get you a
That's
hammock.
The truth.
Yeah.
Yeah, ham hocks are better than bacon.
Oh, yeah.
Bacon will work, but ham hocks are better.
Yeah.
I leave my weight collars.
Now I'm getting hungry again.
I need to get some collards after this.
Yeah.
We got the freezer full of them.
I can get them at Pop's restaurant over there. I bet they got some collards
on
there.
Fridays.
Yeah, I did on Fridays. Y'all still going there on Tuesday?
Still going on Tuesday.
I need to try to make it this week.
No, you won't.
Well, I've had something every Tuesday.
You told me.
I told you I was going to come in July.
I've been here in the summertime. Summer's going to be gone, though, David.
Yeah, now it's fall.
The Randy Byron asked me, would you invite him again? I said, no, we only get invited one time.
They don't invite you. It's there. There's no need to tell me.
Be there.
I'll be there next Tuesday. What time? 1 o'clock, 1:30?
Well, we're getting there about 5 minutes to 1. The Jimmy is not working Tuesday. The Farmer's Exchange down. He's getting there about 12:30.
Okay.
So
y'all eating at lunchtime now.
There's really not that many people there.
Okay.
And
they do a
about
big breakfast.
2 o'clock is empty.
They close the place up.
Yeah, I don't blame them. Well, some days I'm not eating till 2 or 3. The other day I ate at 3 o'clock lunch. So. Just busy, still busy. And I think the lack of rain's helping a lot of people get stuff done for our landscapers. You know? Yeah. I know we need rain. I'm praying for rain. There's actually a chance tomorrow.
I'm going to go wash my car.
Hey, you know what? Mine is so nasty.
And it will rain. I promise.
I should have done that.
48 hours.
Well, I've used the water. Now I've used the water truck at my store. I told you, whenever time I get a water truck,
it rains.
Yeah, it rains, but it ain't done it the last three times. So.
Well, they're calling. No rain.
It's because they calling.
Except for Sunday, 50% chance. Not not tomorrow, but next Sunday.
Time to go to our last break. We'll be right back.
This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
If your heating and air conditioning system is over 10 years old, why not invest in a new modern unit and immediately save up to 40% on your energy costs?
Call AirTech.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Have you noticed an unusually quiet backyard recently? Less singing and chirping coming from nearby trees? This doesn't mean your feathered friends have already migrated. Actually, most are undergoing their annual molt, which is the changing of feathers, and birds desire extra rest and solitude during this time. So make sure you continue to offer a source of healthy food with stocked bird feeders nearby. Get your seed at Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Okay, we're back to the gardener's bench.
Ready to have a lovely day?
Every day's a lovely day.
Lovely day. Come on out to Carolina Fresh. We're open right now, 8 to 2 o'clock today. Granddaughter's out there. You can get her autograph today.
Yeah.
Call her pro model. Pro model golfer. But right. Come on out there and get your seed and fertilizer.
Stop by. Yeah.
Autograph. Stop by. I see down here the 42nd annual Boo Ha Ha is next Saturday from 11 to 1.
Yes, it is.
It's at Fountain Park, featuring the characters from the wonderful Wizard of Oz. And Steve's not going to be one of them, so.
He's a wizard. He's the man behind
the wizard.
The man behind the curtain.
WRHI has a strong presence out there, so.
Yes, they do.
It'll be a good day for our kids to come out. Yeah. Plus, it says 40 plus businesses will be there, so that's a lot.
It actually started the trick or treat at Town Center Mall.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Town Center Mall.
A lot went.
What to bring that up next week? That's a deserved conversation. Nobody knows what that is.
I do.
Well, people from around here don't know that, so. But that'd be good. So, 40 businesses, costume contest, and stage. Stuff on the stage.
You used to go to the office and get all the bitches.
I used to play that video game place down there. It's cool. Aladdin's Attic.
Aladdin's Castle.
Aladdin Castle.
That was.
They had one in there.
Really?
One time, yeah. What I remember it is. Maybe that was the one at the
Yeah,
mall.
I remember it at the mall out by Sears.
Yeah. Where did Sears go?
Yeah.
I don't know, but we got beautiful weather out there today. Get out and have some fun with your family.
More
like I said, it may rain tomorrow, so we want to get out there and do
something. Ivies and olives went the same way.
Yeah. Yep. There's been a lot of Rock Hill malls.
We used to go on Friday
nothing
after.
Nothing to do with gardening.
Friday after Thanksgiving.
I hear you.
We go Christmas shop.
I hear you.
My mother's...
By that Christmas ain't far away.
She's 69 days, I've heard.
Man.
One day this week.
Something else, man.
I'm just glad I don't get up at 2 o'clock in the morning to go hit the big sales.
Exactly.
Oh, but she really got tore up when it started opening on Thursday.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. That's it for this week. We'll see you next week on the radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI.